Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
He's my friend. He's whatever I need him to be. Wow. He's raising up a standard. And that standard is his son, Jesus Christ. Like I told you a story, there was a... I work for the Carolina Panthers, and they have a chaplain, and they let you pray as long as you don't say in Jesus Christ's name. Jesus Christ is the difference. Whenever you want to find out where someone stands, you mention Jesus Christ, and you'll find out exactly where they stand. And I tell you, folks, when we talk about Christian persecution, it is on the rise in America. We can't even say things about Christ. We can go to work and talk about everything else. But you mention Jesus, you're in trouble. But you can mention everything about diversity and all this other stuff. But when the rubber meets the road, the world does not care about Jesus. The question tonight is, will you be a standard bearer for this generation? Will you be a standard generation? How's your family? You had a standard. My son is getting on me. He's 16 years old. Should have been here tonight. I'm telling you, I'm about to take something to that kid. But because my standard, I got three boys. The first two may come to church, Bible study. And this one I'm slacking. My standard have been lowing. So this message was not just for you. It's for me. He's speaking wide to me. He said, hey, you did this for these two. But what's going on here? Why are you not making this kid come to church? And people say you shouldn't make your kid come to church. I don't believe that. Now my 21-year-old, he's 20, he'll be 21. I got him to the point. I say, all right, it's your decision now. But 16, you're in my house, you'll do what I say. So from here on out, I want you guys to get on me. If you don't see Joshua here, you say, hey, where's Joshua? I'm serious. Because this is for me as well. My standard, I gave him some room. When you give people room, they hang themselves. What you need to do is stay on your standards. So, will you be a standard bearer for Christ? Think about your Christian walk when you first got saved. What you used to do. You were willing to tell everyone about Jesus. You was excited to go to Sunday school. You were excited to get into ministry and do work. But as the years went by, your fire was kindled. Your fire went out. Now I ask you this question. Did God change? You did. Exactly. God does not change. God wants us to have our standards set for holiness, righteousness. He wants us to lift up His Son. But the biggest standard of all is, will you give your life to Jesus? Because that is the standard whereby you enter into eternity. You must recognize that you are a sinner and that you cannot save yourself. No matter what the world tell you of Oprah and her life courses, being good enough will not get you into heaven. There are not many ways to heaven. There's one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. Right. If anyone else tell you, run the other way. Next one. Will you turn from your sins? He knows about them. You're only fooling yourself. Why not totally commit unto Him and say, Lord God, take my sins from me. Will you make that standard? Will you be that standard bearer in this generation? Will you stand for holiness? Will you stand for righteousness? And get this one, will you stand in the fear of the Lord? I actually did a study on the fear of the Lord and got into this conversation.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.